My name is Campbell, and today we're diving deep into a topic that's very close to every student's heart, college dining halls. We're going to explore the evolution of these culinary centers before, during, and after the COVID-19 pandemic. It's no secret that college dining halls play a crucial role in the campus experience. They're not just for food. Dining halls help forge friendships, late-night study sessions are fueled, and memories are made. But in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, these hubs of student life went through some major changes. Today, we'll take a look at college campuses and unravel the story of college dining halls' transformations and adaptions from the pandemic. They navigated social distancing, hygiene, and remote learning while continuing to serve up delicious meals. We'll also look at where college dining halls are now. With the pandemic in the rearview mirror, what has changed, and what practices are still impacting the dining halls today? To help us understand better, we'll hear from Dave, a member of Skidmore College's dining hall staff. Dave began working at the Murray Aikens Dining Hall right before the pandemic hit. He will provide us with some insight into what the dining hall looked like throughout all these phases.
What was your personal overall work experience like during the pandemic?
I started right in the beginning of the pandemic. From what I know is we shut down and we started doing bag lunches and bag dinners and snacks at night. And we would bag those up for 8 hours a day. And then we would hand them out to students during dinner time from like 5 to 7. Dining hall, nobody could come into. It was just the employees. I think spa was shut down. And we would just bag up lunches and dinners.
And so during the winter, did students have to come outside?
Yep, students would have to come outside. We would sit up in front of dining hall with tables and chairs and bags of food, and we'd just hand them out. People would come up in a line, and we'd just hand them out, and they'd go along their way.
And so it seems like we don't have, you know, sometimes you still see the hand sanitizer buckets out and, you know, precautions and the social distancing signs out places. Do you think the pandemic sort of implemented any positive policies that are still in place?
Just in the sense that I think it's just everyone's gone back to their normal life. So nothing that we've implemented from COVID has really stuck. I guess maybe more aware of like food handling, but that's really it. I guess the only thing that we do is the quarantine meals that we have. If people are sick and they can't come in, that's the only thing that we have implemented from then. Still, that happens, yeah.
And then, you know, you say we're back to normal pretty much. Mm-hmm. How long do you think that transition took from us sort of slowing down? And being
a good year and a half from when we, like, COVID actually was like, okay, we're good, and they started opening up. It took about a good year and a half, I'd say, for us to go back to self-serve and stuff like that, because they still wanted to make sure that people were getting sick, and everybody still wanted to make sure that, you know, people were safe.
Obviously, it's a tough question, but if another pandemic arose, would Skidmore be ready to handle that again, or at least quicker?
We would have, quickly, I'd say more in a quicker response, yes. We would have, you know, we'd be like, all right, we've already been through this. So we already have like a procedure, I would say, set up in case it does happen again. But knowing how pandemics are, you can never, ever really be ready for one.
Before the COVID-19 pandemic, college dining halls were bustling hubs of social activity and culinary exploration. Students would gather to enjoy all-you-can-eat meals, often buffet style, with a wide variety of food options ranging from pizza and burgers to healthier options like salads and stir fry. It was common to see long tables filled with friends chatting, studying, or simply enjoying a meal together. It's a sense of freedom in selecting your meals, and students would often only get meals at their dining halls. While the pandemic brought significant changes like prepackaged meals and a lack of community spaces. Once the pandemic hit, colleges had to scrounge for solutions to feeding their students as quickly as possible. Some colleges struggled more than others. While Skidmore handled the crisis relatively smoothly, other colleges and universities did not. Cooper Smith, a freshman at NYU during 2020, will help us understand the struggle from a student perspective.
My dining hall experience was very, very interesting. The dorm I was in was a Palladium, which has a dining hall in it. But the main kind of, the highlight, I guess, of the dining hall experience, the most I could talk about, was during my 2-week quarantine that I had to do. You would have to be quarantined in your dorm for 2 weeks. And while you're there, you're not allowed to leave or see anybody other than your roommate or suite mate. So we had our food delivered to us daily, three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Every day, it was just a little bit different and a little bit off. Sometimes things were missing, things that we had put in to be ordered were not given to us, and we got something entirely different. I heard many stories from other people who were vegetarian or vegan and were not accommodated well. There's one story in particular where somebody who was vegetarian only received a single slice of salami and a little like paper container, and that just kind of goes to show that it was not that well coordinated and they hadn't done a good job at fully fleshing out and being prepared to accurately and properly accommodate everyone. The worst meal I got during that time was the infamous watermelon chicken salad. Oof. Yes. And if you're wondering what exactly was in it, that's exactly what it sounds like. There was some leaves, some cold, chopped, slightly shredded chicken, and then just a couple slices of watermelon slapped on top of it. And by the time we got it, the watermelon had seeped into everything, and it was just this gross, like, mushy kind of overall disgusting. I will say they did kind of the best move, which was giving everybody who was in a two-week quarantine a $300 Grubhub gift card. Then I will say, kind of the rest of my experience, once things had, you know, I was able to actually go straight to the dining hall and get food there, it was just kind of average dining hall food. For the COVID restrictions, it was very much, you go in, obviously everything's masked up, you go and you get your food, and you leave with your food and eat it back in your dorm or wherever. It was very easy for me because I was living in the same dorm building that had a dining hall, but a lot of the dorm buildings at NYU don't. So a lot of people had to come to Palladium, pick up their food, and immediately leave. I don't believe dining halls opened to be kind of sat in until sophomore year, 2021. They started to kind of open things up a bit more. And then in the spring semester of my sophomore year, they finally kind of like started to get back to normal.
At New York University, the students' meals were dropped off at their doors during quarantine. The meals that were dropped off had issues: a sandwich for a student with gluten allergies and salads with chickens for a vegetarian. Also, just plain weird food like a lemon as a side dish or some lettuce in a bag. While this was representative of the extreme side for poor planning, most colleges were really struggling with trying to supply food to students. To ensure the safety of students and staff, many institutions implemented measures like reduced capacity, social distancing, and enhanced sanitation practices. Buffet-style dining often shifted to prepackaged or to-go options, limiting self-service. Some colleges provided students with gift cards to popular food delivery services like Grubhub, Uber Eats, or DoorDash. Additionally, some colleges expanded outdoor dining spaces to promote open-air dining. While these changes were necessary for health and safety, they've reshaped the college dining experience with greater emphasis on flexibility, convenience, and hygiene. Now that COVID-19 is seemingly in the past, colleges are starting to recover from their policies and practices that were implemented. Dining halls have evolved after the pandemic to prioritize safety and flexibility. You'll find enhanced sanitation measures with more frequent cleaning and hand sanitizing stations. However, not all of the impacts of COVID were beneficial. Due to the pandemic, many colleges, including Skidmore, had to cut down on staff members that they have yet to bring back, making it much more difficult to run a functional kitchen. Although the policies put into place can be frustrating at times for staff and students, dining services know how to approach the issue of student quarantines. It's been an interesting trip through the evolution of college dining halls before, during, and after the pandemic. We've explored the ways these spaces have adapted to new challenges, from contactless meals to a relatively normal and bustling center. As we wrap up today's show, let's savor the thought that while college dining may have changed, one thing remains constant: the resilience and innovation of the staff of each college's dining hall, who makes these spaces run successfully.